This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, June 23. Stand with me. Our reading comes from James chapter 1. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word, but does not do what it says, is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Charlene, Mary, and Demetrius, women who had spent their adult lives on the streets, wanted to get clean. We might imagine they'd be dropped off at a facility, given a room, and soon headed on the way toward healing. But the reality is more complicated. Just getting into a facility can take weeks. The first hurdle for these women was to fill out forms. Simple, right? Not when hands shake uncontrollably from withdrawal or concentration fails due to decades of drug use. Not when you have a twisted leg and need a cane. At one facility, Mary wasn't allowed entry because of her cane. 12 hours in hospital waiting rooms, struggling with forms, having nothing to eat, and obtaining identification. These obstacles were just the beginning. Yet our shelter director, Katie Verstraete, stayed with each woman, offering encouragement and support. Katie's presence reflected God's steadfast love. We need volunteers who can be on call to sit with people as they fill out forms, gain proper identification, and go to rehab facilities. God calls us to look after people who are often disregarded, disadvantaged, and in distress. Katie's work truly embodies this call, and I'm grateful for the Spirit's work through her to support Demetrius, Mary, Charlene, and many others. Pray with me. Lord, teach us to serve as Jesus did, bearing burdens as family, trusting your love to guide us always. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.